Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dub Knight. You know, my podcasts are important for me to express myself. It's important to get it out, be blunt, and tell the truth. Or just to be philosophical and, you know, talk about what I'm going through and so on. Or something related to my art, etc. I know that when people listen to my podcast, you make their own opinions, which may or may not be true about me personally, but I hope that it's important that I will say that keeping an open mind about things is important because perception is not always based on reality. But what I say in these podcasts is pretty much reality, but whatever perception it is, or what, how I am perceived, or on these podcasts, you make your own decisions. But if you have any questions, you can contact me at dubneeslow22 Twitter. Well, anyway, the topic of this show is if you cannot mind your business, you got a damn mental problem. You know, I had people in my life try to tell me what to do or get involved when they violate my boundaries, which is wrong. No, I tell them that they should mind their damn business. And that is how it should be. I personally would never go up to somebody else, whether it's somebody I know or somebody I don't know, and try to get involved in their life in any way, shape, or form without their permission. Because, you know, these people are adults. I'm an adult. Over 18, you make your own decisions. And that's how it is living in America. I mind my business. I don't care what people do in their home. I don't go and be nosy or whatever, because I would say something be wrong with me if I did that. Unfortunately, I don't have that problem. I have somebody currently who I don't know very well who is into my business and don't know how to stop. They be questioning about what job I have or what I work or whatever, what my music I should be doing music anymore, making these, saying these things at me instead of to me, which is crazy because I'm on the street, I'm listening. Like, my answer is, do they know how to mind their damn business? Do they have a mental problem? Won't they check into a psych ward? Or I say that because they constantly say it, because something must be wrong with them mentally, especially since I don't know them, and they coming near me and saying these things when I'm out there walking the street or something. Particularly, I mean, that's crazy. That's deranged. I have mentioned in previous podcasts about deranged behavior that I experienced. But even if it was somebody that I know, or a neighbor who I don't know, or somebody, whatever, whoever, whether I do or don't, if they don't know how to mind their business or make or coming and being nosy into what I'm doing in my life or my home, etc., then something is wrong with them mentally. Do they need to be get help by somebody? Because usually the truth is, if you don't know how to mind your damn business, you have something mentally wrong with you, or you're just a dangerous person. And I don't want that type around me. And I don't do that to anyone else. It's important, this basic common sense and understanding how to be civilized in the society and how to deal with people directly or indirectly. There's a social norm. You know, it's like whatever is going on with somebody, I keep it to myself. I don't care what goes on, like in my building. It's none of my damn business what they do in their home, or who they with, or what job they have, or what lifestyle they have, or whatever. That's the problem why we have all these problems on this planet. And that's why we have all these all these laws that were made to protect people who have different lifestyles or different whatever, where they can live their life the way they want, because that's the way America is supposed to be. We're not dictated by how what somebody does in their bedroom or their life or whatever. If they're 18 and over, they can do whatever they damn want. But for me, it's none of my business what my family does in New York or what my friend does. I can't tell them what to do, and I don't want to. The logical explanation is that it's just basic common sense. If you don't know, if you get into people who you don't know or do know what they're doing in their life or whatever, home or whatever, you got a problem. Somebody should check on them. It has to be something really extreme or some emergency, you know, basic social norm, common sense, and how to be civilized. You know, if there's a fire or emergency or something, yeah, you want to be nice, good Samaritan. But other than that, stay out of it. Isn't just important? I know we're social animals, but you'll understand those who just enter other people's business and whatever. They got something, some ulterior motive, something is wrong with them. Watch out for those types. They're the ones who cause all the problems, all the social problems, and that's what is where all the legal problems and so on go on. Because we know that people who don't know how to mind their business or go get knowing, like this person wondering what I do for a living or what my music is or who I'm with or someone, she got a mental problem. Something is wrong with her or she's a criminal. I think it's the law enforcement, somebody's going to have to check on her. Because the truth of the matter is that people who are like that tend to cause legal problems, as I mentioned. They tend to have cause more strife and chaos for everything and everybody around them. That's how you know, basically. Basic common sense, isn't it? Then again, perhaps my neighbors or someone probably listen to my podcasts. My podcasts are part of an expression. I ain't doing anything wrong. I'm just giving an example. So, you know, they make their own opinions about my podcast or whatever. But their opinions or perception may not be based on the truth or the facts or reality, but they make their own decisions and their own opinions and leave it there. But if they go, and question what I'm doing in my life and come to me and try to get involved or something, then something might be wrong with them. Something is wrong with them because there's no emergency. I didn't say anything on these podcasts that were troubling or anything except just explaining what's going on. I didn't mention anybody's names, etc. I'm just giving an example in that fact. But in everyday life, you know, I did have people directly who wanted to know what I was doing with certain things related to goals I have in education or whatever, blah, 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 who I'm with. And I told them it's none of their business, and they stopped. And they moved, and they said they ain't gonna comment about it. That's how you deal with people. You don't just jump into people's business or what they're doing without them knowing or getting too nosy because something must be wrong with the person who's nosy. Again, as I repeat, people who gets too nosy or do things illegally or question about like what you or what I'm doing, they got something wrong with them. They got some ulterior motive, some mental illness or something, and they're uncivilized. They need to learn how to just keep it to themselves or just move on, deal with their own situation. unless there was a fire or a extreme emergency, like what happened with the Capitol riots, you know, some extreme dangerous situation, like, then, yeah, Good Samaritan, it's logical to get involved and help with the person, you know, something. But other than that, unless someone invites you in, stay out of it. Stay out of people's, who are they dating or whatever. I mean, that's obviously the situation. This is the way we live, you know. This is how we deal with things. I want to stay civilized, you know, learn how to deal with people. Yeah, I want to follow a logical social norm that makes sense and reasonable in dealing with people, whether I know them or not. I stay out of their business, what they do, who they live with, what they hold, what job, occupation, whatever, because I'd be too nosy. Something be wrong with me, and I'm not going to go down that road because I got too much to do in life, and life is too short for me to be involved in such situations that have nothing to do with me. I leave it there. If you don't mind your damn business, something got to be wrong with you. And it requires maybe outside intervention. So don't get involved in what I'm doing with my life, whatever job I have or don't have, or what music career I have or don't have. It's none of your damn business. Because if you do, someone should check on you. You got a mental problem. Stay out of it. Look into your life and take care of yourself. Because if you lack control of your life, don't get involved in mine. I leave it there.